This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Myles Garrett ain't going anywhere, folks. Adam Schefter reporting. Garrett and the Browns have reached agreement today on a record contract extension that will pay him on average $40 million a year and includes $123.5 million in guaranteed money and makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
The trade request is over. The statement has been ripped up and thrown in the garbage.
I was wrong. The Browns bought Garrett's loyalty.
Myles Garrett is back with the Cleveland Browns.
And now Daryl can't join us today. Usually he does join us at 8 o'clock, courtesy of Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl can't join us today.
I'll give it up to the guys.
I lost my voice. I think he's like, oh, Ken lost his voice, so it makes a bunch of sense that I would lose my voice. Oh, okay.
I got to give it up. Good, really good weekend programming to have you, especially during this time of year where news is breaking at any point, and we were on it here at Odyssey.
Somebody texted me, hey, where's Mr. Hardass this morning? Yeah, Mr. Hardass ain't going to be here this morning.
Who would text something like that?
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Not going to tell you who. I'm going to tell you what, though. People in high places, I will tell you that. As Lyman knows, some people in high places goes, where's Mr. Hardass this morning? I said, I'll be around at 8 o'clock. And then I had text him and go, Mr. Hardass ain't showing up this morning. He said he lost his voice. Which it just seems too believable. How convenient. I lose my voice last week and then all of a sudden Daryl loses his. Now, I will say in his defense, does sound a little hoarse there.
Yeah.
A little hoarse.
A little different.
So, fine. His beating's coming one way or another.
Well, I should ask. Now,
he's going to get his whooping.
This is the chance for a lot of fans to bang on the media, right? Because
we
took everything Miles said at face value.
Except for Mary Kay. Mary Kay was strident. This is a negotiation. He's going to get more money. Except for Terry Pluto. But boy, anytime we have Mary Kay on, people love to start bagging on her. Okay, well, if we're going to start being tough on the media, can't go be tough on Mary Kay.
Well, were we naive in taking Miles? I mean, to see a player do what Miles did.
There's always,
that was not just a concerted effort.
Well, yeah.
That was an all-in move that whatever his ulterior motives were behind the scenes, you know, I saw Craig Lindell, okay? Always tweets the show. Listen to the show, used to run a blog.
WFNY
and,
guy.
And he...
I say guy, like I don't know him personally. Craig's a great guy. Yes, sorry. And WFNY master.
And he had a very interesting point that made me think about whether or not his agent totally botched everything in this case. And I wrote to him last night after thinking about it, and I said I have more to say today. I think that Miles is probably thanking her, is probably ecstatic. The fact that he got all that much more money than Mason Crosby, I mean, it adds up $30 million more guaranteed. So this is an astronomical deal.
The agent got more money for the client.
Right.
Baseline. That's it.
But I think his point is that all that matters? Is it all that matters?
To an agent, yeah.
Is the money and not what a player's reputation is? Whether or not, now it's still very early in the game here, but his reputation today compared to in September, what is it going to be?
Most of the time, these things happen where they go, I don't want to be back on the team, and that's it. And you get it through a statement, or you get the letter, like we got the release of the letter from Miles. But you don't get the 2 days on Radio Row at the Super Bowl of him. I mean, we have so many audio clips in here of Miles Garrett saying, I don't want to come back.
Well, it was weird because, again, hey, you can rip media all you want. I'm not here to defend. Sometimes I defend certain people, but I'm not going to sit there and defend us all. But it rarely do we get a guy who goes on Radio Row, like Owen says, and just openly, like, goes on a speed dating situation with these other teams. And, like, the WIP host chanting his name when he was walking by. And there were so many other comments. Remember, Denzel said he could kind of understand where he was coming from, and then Denzel had to walk those comments back the next day. It was almost like he never said them. David Njoku was strident the entire time, like, stay, because I think David knows the situation with his contract. There were some people who were asked about it, and it became a little bit of a back and forth. But if you want to say, well, I can only take a guy at his word, didn't seem like he was a guy who was lying at the time, now did it, on Radio Row. Seemed like a guy who was pretty adamant that he was on his way out. Asked about winning, or talked about winning, or the lack thereof. Talked about wanting to go to a contender. Said it wasn't about money. And I do think that, ultimately, money changes so many things. How can you say, you can't trust a guy where it's not about money. So there has to be something where, if it's about money to some degree, you can at least trust him to give that type of an effort. Now, all that said, I happen to agree with what Tom Withers had said in that show with you a couple weeks ago. And I heard with Nick and Daryl yesterday, Nick Padone and Daryl Ryder yesterday, there was something here that I think you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other, and you'll see what gets filled up first.
You know what I need now out of Myles Garrett for the next 5 years? I need that kind of energy out of Myles Garrett 24/7. 365. You can't just recruit free agents on Sunday, March 9th, because you're happy that you got paid. And 6 months from now, when the losses start piling in, you become a malcontent again. And you're dodging media. You know, you're short one answers when Daryl's trying to ask you a question while you're at the podium. I need you to really become, Myles Garrett, the face of this franchise, the ambassador for the city of Cleveland that we know you already are because of your ownership and your devoutness towards the Cleveland Cavaliers. We need that 24/7, 365. You need to be the leader of this football team and of this defense as we move forward.
I just don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's ever been that guy. And I think if you expect him to be the leader for this football team moving forward, you're going to get a lot more of the same. You will get maybe a couple more. See, I don't know how it's going to go. You got to get some talent at the quarterback position, but you will probably get more of the same. Probably 3 to 8 win seasons, and that'll be the end of it. He's had 8 years to be a leader. He's never really been a leader. That doesn't turn him into a cancer. There's plenty of guys that just go along with the flow. And Miles is a go-along-with-the-flow type of guy who's better than everybody. I believe him when he says he likes it here. He has a home here, a permanent home here. He's a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He is in the area a whole lot. I think he does like the people around him who are in Cleveland. I think he likes Northeast Ohio. I think all those things are true. But I think if you're down by 14 at half and a game you have to have, I think it's selective of when he's going to talk. And I think every player in that locker room knows that. And that's why if you want to actually make this thing into a consistent winner, you better find a guy that you can count on the field and in the locker room to change any of this, because it ain't going to happen with him. I'm not saying that to be nasty. I'm saying that to tell the truth. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a good guy. I'm not saying he's a leader. And if you want him to be that leader, that heart and soul player, you're going to be a very disappointed person coming up over the next few years. You will call us up saying that you thought this the day he signed that extension, and you were worried about this the day that he signed that extension, or you'll be one of the folks. I tried to tell you guys, maybe you'll be one of them. But if you are expecting what Nick is saying right there, I think you're going to be a pretty disappointed guy. Hope I'm wrong, but we're 8 years into this, and you're still with this team. I don't know if that's going to change, and I don't think it's going to change considering it's been 8 years. whoever is going to be the leader of that football team probably just got done playing college football. Probably. So there you go. He's a great player. I love him. Greatest defensive player of all time. All those eraser phrases you got to say. I'm not looking for him to be a leader. No.
Boy, that's so interesting for the money that was just paid. I think a lot of fans
that's
who
how
are
great
really
of a player he is.
I know he is, and a lot of fans who I think this made a lot of fans question how they feel about athletes, how they feel about the best of the best. Especially because they haven't won. Like, you see all the money that Dan Gilbert pays his guys, but they're winning. They are winning in such a big way. So nobody questions anything about leadership, about whether guys are doing the right thing. Seems like a bunch of likable guys. The Browns are coming off a 3-win season, and everybody's gotten paid, and now they're getting paid again.
But in so many ways, he is a likable person. I've never heard of him being mean to anybody on the street. In fact, I've heard the complete opposite when he got punched out at a red light. Punched out's a strong word. But
he didn't
someone
go
tried
out.
To, yeah, someone tried to sock him at a red light.
He held his hand up three times. The third time it stayed
I've
up.
Never heard a story. And this is a big, small town, and especially with a team like the Browns. Guys, how many emails, how many tweets, or how many DMs do you and I get? Texts out of nowhere that you and I get. Hey, you better watch so-and-so. Hey, I heard this about so-and-so. I mean, good God, during the Johnny thing, your phone never stopped ringing. It's a big, small town, and with a team like the Browns, we know all their business, everything that they do. I've never once heard a story about him being a bad guy. Never once. He ain't a bad guy. Just ain't a leader.
Just always been.
And if you're expecting that, you're going to be a very disappointed individual.
I think there's just, you know, a little bit of drama is going to come with him. But that probably goes with a lot of the elite players in sports in general,
but at the
right?
But at the same token, they can't do that. That would be their fault as well. That would be Andrew Berry's and the Browns' fault as well. Oh, we've given you a lot of money. Now we expect leadership. You've had 8 years, and you've already paid him a lot of money once already. This is his second contract with the Browns. Now things are going to change? No. Your leader, more than likely, I would pray, because that would mean that things are going to get better. Your leader, quote-unquote, played at the University of Miami this last year at Colorado. That's where your leader played. Unless you really want to get nuts, and let's get nuts and say he played at Ohio State or Ole Miss. You can do that. Your guy's coming from the draft, he's going to be a quarterback. Because you've had a cornerstone player who's tremendous. You've paid him for his ability and what he brings to the field. Leadership did not, I don't think he's making none of this. $120-plus million guaranteed is based on leadership. No. 216-474-0092. Do you expect more leadership from Miles now after all this? Do you expect more? Do you think it's foolish to expect more? There's more than just Browns news out there. Cavaliers are kicking ass. They've won 14 in a row. And my buddy Ben Cox, is there such a thing as a slumping win streak? It's like, maybe in this case, man. They're incredible.
Like, they win by double digits when they don't play well.
But there's also, who's going to play second base for the Guardians? Did you see Gavin Williams?
Yes.
What he did? Oh, my goodness gracious. He's coming along so strong. Listen to more of that, 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, guys, there's NFL free agency tampering periods that start today, not just with the Browns. Get the latest. Favorite the station, 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app, where you can hear whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think for the first time, this may actually be the swan song for Mike Tomlin. Because the Browns are a 3-win football team, all you psychos out there, so relax. And again, you say, you don't know anything about good football teams. Your team's always been bad. Okay, fair, but I know a lot about bad football teams, and if I think your team's going to start to suck up the room here, you better watch out. I don't think they're going to suck up the room because they always figure out a way to do it, to be okay. DK Metcalf signing did our trade, this trade that's about to go down between the Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers with DK Metcalf, it did not strike fear in my heart. It did not. Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Go ahead.
Lima.
Go ahead.
Because Owen was taken aback off the air. Mitch had said something to us off the air about an hour ago. And Lima's like, I said, whatever. And Lima goes, yeah. And he goes, man, that was a real Ken response by me. That I don't take them that seriously. It's like, okay, they're fine. It's whatever. Like, I don't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
You know, definitely, and I think I used to really aggravate you in our younger years here when I would, any Steelers move, I'd be like, oh, that's why they're the Steelers and we're the Browns. I'm not doing that anymore. Now, it hasn't been a banner time for the Browns here for a while, obviously, coming off three wins. And then the Miles stuff, mm-hmm. luckily that's come to an end and he's back now. But I'm sitting there yesterday, DK Metcalf, and like Pittsburgh hosts are getting excited about it. Now, first of all, they traded a second round pick. Whoa. Is he going to have a better year this year in Pittsburgh than what Jerry Jeudy just had in Cleveland?
Well, there's a lot of people making the comparison because I said, I just don't care. And I got several people go, you have Jerry Jeudy. Go, Jerry Jeudy had a fine season. I don't understand your problem. Of all the problems that the Browns had last year, Jerry Jeudy had a very fine season. Jerry Jeudy wasn't part of the problems. And it's not where, like, Steelers fans used to say this stuff to me, and I would like, yeah, you know, this kind of sucks. I'm going to keep my head down because they'd go to the AFC Championship game. Ultimately, outside of Cleveland and Pittsburgh guys, and I know that we don't really realize this, three wins or eight wins, if neither of you are in the playoffs, I don't think people care. I don't think they care about you. So, yeah, you can have your eight wins or nine wins or whatever and have your first-round exit or not even get to the playoffs this coming year. I don't care. You got a guy who would have rather went to Egypt last year than show up to training camp and then wants to put – you would talk about leadership and expecting leadership out of other people. You, go ahead. Talk about that with Aaron Rodgers. You can go to Egypt anytime. You go to Egypt right now. Why didn't you go to Egypt right now in March? Had to go to Egypt during training camp? Get coaches fired? Everybody around you firing? Is that leadership?
Yeah. Do you think the Steelers...
Is Aaron Rodgers just a coach killer that finally ends guys' careers in certain places?
Okay, Steelers finished with what record?
What is it, 9-8, 10-6?
What would their record have been with Aaron Rodgers last year, the starting quarterback?
Probably would have been under 500.
I honestly, I don't think...
He had a great end of the season. He had a great final game. At least I think so.
He couldn't move. It just wasn't nearly worth the hype of what we were getting for Aaron Rodgers in the lead-up of going to the Jets.
I take the Ravens have had a rough offseason considering everything that's going on. But I take the Ravens seriously. Do you take the Bengals seriously? You pause. My first reaction is yes, but
yeah,
you do
just
pause.
Based on, first of all, how cheap their owner is, you're really seeing the difference in the one advantage of having Haslam. And I know, didn't give us an advantage last year. May not even this year. But we can pay all our guys every time. It's obviously not an issue. Like, they are going to be able, even with the Deshaun Watson situation, we're still able to pay everybody we want to pay. And you have a team there where the quarterback has to lobby for guys to get paid.
Yes.
And they're still going to lose somebody.
Do they even have players on defense right now?
Right.
Like, their second best one retired and their best one wants out.
Yes. So.
And I think it's hard to keep Burrow healthy given that they're going to be down in games or throwing every down. That's just not... That's not a formula.
The division's in a weird place right now for all the reasons you just said about Cincinnati. Baltimore, I think, is probably in the best spot because Lamar's Lamar. And, okay, by the time they kick off, it'll probably be all right for the Bengals or for the Ravens. But, man, yeah, we don't talk enough about some of the other stuff that's going on with them, obviously. And then we got us where, hey, we're willing to pay everybody, but it doesn't really help us that much.
As bad as the last 4 months, Lyman brought up November 21st, right? That's the last time.
Last time we were really happy.
As bad as it's been, dude, if you're Andrew Berry, you look at everyone else in the division and go, if we can just get this Miles thing right,
well,
on track.
Well, it's not just that. If you can just stop. I mean, I'm serious, guys. And obviously, it's much easier said than done. That's why I'm doing radio, not actually coaching a football team. The turnovers, if you could just hold on to the effing ball once. And I could, like, two seasons ago, I go, well, this has got to be a little bit of a throwaway. And then to do it again, and it's explainable. You got backups and the offense is off schedule. And when the offense is off schedule, by the way, we didn't even talk about this when Jeremy Fowler joined us last week and he was going over, well, they brought in Roy Istvan. And then he didn't say it as much, but he said Joel Bitonio told him they bring in the guy from the Eagles, which is Roy Istvan. He basically takes over the offensive line. Then the offense changes. Now you have the explanation for false starts. Now you have the explanation for illegal shifts, illegal motions, things like that. You have some of the it's not an excuse, but you have the explanations. If you could start to calm that down, then yeah, you should be able to calm down some of the turnovers. But I mean it. If you could just eliminate some of the turnovers.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll be in games if you can run the football, which, I mean, we had a great running game for 5 years. If you can run the football with any modicum of success, you'll be in football games. You'll win games on the margins. You'll be in the hunt in December to make the playoffs, to make the playoffs. And that's what the goal is. Because I think, I don't think you have to win. I think you can win 8 games this year, go 8-9 this year.
Which is, by the way, how it's supposed to be in this league.
Yeah.
Every team is supposed to be able to win 8 games.
But I think as of right now, as of March 10th, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I think it's going to be one of the two guys at the top of the draft by the end of the year. But depending on how the QB situation looks, guys, and this is not going to whet up anybody's appetite, you win 8 games this year, and the quarterback, whoever they draft, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, looks good by the end of the year, I think they stay. I think that saves jobs. That might not be what you want. You might just want to say, I don't want either of these guys. I don't want these coaches. I don't want these guys in the front office. All right, well, you better hope to, I hate to say it, but you better be rooting against your favorite football team. Because right now, I realistically expect them after the Myles Garrett signing to be anywhere between a 4-6 win football team. As long as you can get rid of a lot of the turnovers and some of the things that you've done and play some decent complimentary football, you could still be a 4-6 win team, which is still going to get people canned. If the quarterback can come in and eventually play all right, then you're going to play better. But again, it comes down to the leadership thing. If you're looking for leadership out of you-know-who, out of Miles, you're barking up the wrong tree. That leader, this whole thing about leadership and the way that Shedeur Sanders talks to people, the way that Cam Ward talks to people, those are very important things. Because whoever does it, damn it, you have to be real about it. You can't be fake. It has to be a real deal to these guys from the moment that the season starts. They have to be able to trust you for that. Jeremy in Fort Worth, Texas. You're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just thanks for everything. Thanks for the show. I think I heard the news about Miles, and I'm born and raised in Cleveland, just living in Fort Worth. I think what Miles Garrett did is, and this was my hot take, too, and I thought about it. I think he did everything he possibly could in the position that he was in. Yes, it has to do with money. Yes, it has to do with culture. And yes, it has to do with Miles. But I think the radio row and the taking up for wanting to play for a contender, I think he did that for the fans. I think he did it for the fans. He did it for himself. I think he did it for the locker room. And if in doing that, can I get the maximum amount of money and stability out of it, then I'm going to. And so I think it's nuanced. I think if you boil it down.
You really think, I'm not trying to pick a fight, but I guess I am.
No, sure.
Right. You really think he signed this big deal because of the fans?
No. I just think it was part of it. I think it was part of it in the sense that I'm going to maximize every single angle, and he was in a position to do it. You know what I mean? I think he was certainly the money has something to do with it, but he spoke into culture, and that's a big deal. It has to mean something, and I think he put it out there for the fans in the locker room that we want to be a contender. Now, I think there's pressure on him for the season for sure, but I'm just impressed because I think he maximized every single angle you possibly could, and the timing was right. And now, you know, if you boil it down to good Miles, bad Miles, it's not going to work. It has to do with the money, it has to do with culture, and it has to do with Miles. And I think he maximized each one of those spots.
Well, when he first said that, all right, now we're on the same page, Jeremy, and thank you for the call. When he first said that he wanted out, I think a lot of fans were on his side. Usually you see a lot of people that go against the player with their favorite team because it's their favorite team. A lot of fans were on Miles' side going, hey, you know what, it's come to an end. They're on his side. They take Miles' side in this. And then what, 2 days later, he said he had talked to LeBron with Rich Eisen? Which, by the way, did LeBron call him up and decide to get him to change his mind here over the weekend, or what happened there? Once he mentioned LeBron, people had bad memories in, and it started to flip it up a little bit. And then as the days have gone on, I think that people have come more and more maybe a little bit anti-Miles. I do think that changes once he signs, but I think they hold him more accountable in terms of, yeah, you're going to have to go up, you're going to have to play well. Because it's becomes more of a business transaction. Before it was, he's our guy, we drafted him, number one overall. There is a feeling like he's almost your son or your brother or cousin. He's a member of your own family. But we are two contracts in. And because he did one out, in his quotes, one away from us, there is, I think, a little bit more holding accountable from the fan base. But ultimately, the money's his money. The no-trade clause is his no-trade clause. So what more can I do than what? Boo him if he doesn't play well? Ben, listening on the Free Odyssey app in North Carolina, you're next up on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning, good morning.
Hi, Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
Our question. Now to give you the question. But I think this is what happened. Miles Garrett found out that the Browns are trying to make a play for Kyler Murray. And also, too, trying to get Deshaun Watson's contract offloaded to maybe the Arizona Cardinals that can actually take on that contract. Because if you really think about it, Miles didn't have no leverage because the Browns could have easily traded him to Jacksonville, Chicago, New York, or something like that. And not having a no-trade clause inside of his contract was another.
Explain, Ben, the taking Deshaun Watson's contract part of it.
Well, if you think about it, because if they would have traded him to, let's say, for instance, like the Los Angeles Rams.
All right.
And just offloaded the contract to where if you take Miles Garrett, but we need you to go ahead and eat the money that's going to be on the side of Deshaun Watson's contract. And, you know, we'll make it sweeter, throwing in maybe a third and fourth round pick or something like that. A team could actually go ahead and eat that salary, eat that contract. But it's just really, I think the Browns are really trying to get that contract off the book somehow, some way. They're going to find some way to get that done, but also to bring in a veteran like Kyler Murray and then draft a quarterback later on in the draft.
Ben, what does Kyler Murray do to you excitement level-wise as a fan?
As a fan, it's not like one of those, oh, we going to the Super Bowl the next day, but it also gives me hope that, okay, yeah, we was 3-14 last year, but this year we can say, hey, at least we're climbing back into get at least contention, at least for the playoffs. because, I mean, we still have tons of pieces, tons of weapons, but we just have to continue to build those weapons. I mean, yeah, get rid of Jedrick Wills and, you know, and a couple of the other bums that's on our team. But other than that, I mean, we still have key pieces, you know, and bring back Nick Chubb is, you know, that's the hashtag, bring back Nick Chubb.
It's been a couple months, Ben. Thank you for the call. Because my first thing, I think people are going to go, Kyler Murray, what? Ryan Wilson brought up Kyler Murray with us a couple of months ago.
January 14th.
And what was the reasoning he said that they could get Kyler Murray? Because his contract, 18, 22, and 19 and a half over the next 3 years isn't necessarily terrible considering the market for QBs. But again, how do I get rid of Deshaun Watson in this scenario? Arizona went 8-9 last year. They're just starting to win a few football games. They were in the hunt, quote unquote. How do I get rid of Deshaun Watson's contract in this scenario? One that... Were we not discussing, do we know about the whole TikTok stuff in January? Because there were a lot of people trying to like, well, maybe this is a way out or something like that. We didn't know off the top of our head. And was that one of the...
Yeah, because that was right after
the
season.
I'm going to text Ryan, man.
That was right when Andrew Berry had his end of the year press conference, which I believe was the week before this.
I mean, it's been 2 months since that interview. January 14th, you said?
Yeah, he said, I wrote it down here. He said, trade number two... For Kyler Murray.
That's the reason he said.
And I guess that would be a contract eating type of thing, too. I don't know how you work that out with
So would you basically trade away Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward for Kyler Murray?
No.
I don't think so either. I'd like
Kyler Murray more than I think most, but I wouldn't do it. I have a problem, obviously. You know, the question has been whether or not he can make it with his size. And, you know, he's... Just played 70 games this year, but the two previous years he was injured.
People try to tie in their Texas A&M ties.
Well, they are friends. Yeah. They are friends.
They are friends.
Yes. But we know that. But boy, that's a spicy meatball. I don't think I'd give up number two for Kyler Murray. A lot of guys driving on 480 probably agree with that. You're on your way to work. Tickets with you on the free Odyssey. I've been hearing a lot of people listening from around the country right now, calling in from around the country right now because a lot of news going on. The tampering period is upon us, even though they've already started tampering, but who said that? That's coming up at noon today, the official tampering period. Aditi was on at 7:20 this morning. She was excellent listening to that. 92.3thefan.com, NFL free agency. Cavs dominance. They're kicking ass. They're taking names. Folks, don't miss a minute of The Fan. During your workday, stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on the free Odyssey app, wherever you get everything, on your phone, on your Alexa, smart speakers, whatever it might be. And 9 o'clock, some people want an apology. If you want an apology or whatever you want to say to Miles now, use the Coming In hotline and it's on the free Odyssey app. It's the microphone button right next to the Listen Live on our station.
And be honest, like there's no reason not to be. It's not like you don't need to lie and just to flip-flop on something you might have said 3 days ago. Just tell us where you're at. There's still a lot of time between now and the start of the season. And what happens if they did find a way to trade up? They get Cam Ward. There will be a renewed excitement surrounding this team.
I think there'll be excitement around Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, there would be.
There will be controversy.
I think there will be more polarization if they take Shedeur. I think we're going to get a lot of calls. People said this is the worst move. It's another Johnny Manziel. It's another disastrous pick. I don't feel that way, even though I've kind of been off of Shedeur Sanders. I told you, I don't have the conviction of years past on Shedeur. I don't know. I just don't know. Cam, I think, is kind of slated higher at this point.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't mean anything. I still wonder, Jaden Daniels was not number one last year.
I still think part of that is because his name is not Shedeur Sanders. And his dad is not who his dad is, who Shador's dad is. I think that plays a part of it as well. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Cam Ward is a fine quarterback, but I think part of the reason he's, by quote some people, head and shoulders above Shedeur Sanders because of his name was Cam Sanders and Deion Sanders was his dad. I think it'd be the exact opposite. Speaking of polarizing comments, do you have some polarizing comments of a screenshot that you had of a former NFL executive? I don't think he was with the Browns. I know he played for the Browns.
He's like a number two in charge.
Yeah. He's a very good color analyst. Where I was like, whoa, these are some spicy comments.
Yeah, this surprised me. And I must tell you that he has since deleted these comments. And I don't think he's alluded to them. So we'll see if he comes on TV this week and addresses them. Because this was in the thick of the Myles Garrett situation. Remember on Friday, and I think this was in response to what was put out on Friday, that Jimmy Haslam declined to meet. The Browns got a lot of flack from some people outside of Cleveland on that. In Cleveland, people are like, good, we don't want him meddling. has them. But outside of Cleveland, they're like, you can't make time for your star player who wants to go somewhere else.
And I only liked it because it highlighted just how ridiculous we all are. It's like, well, I want the owner out of the football part of the business. Well, until I want him to do exactly what I want him to do, then I want him involved. Like, well, we can't. It's got to be one way or the other, guys.
Well, so here is Lewis Riddick of ESPN. Says, quote, as someone who played for the Browns, loved living in Cleveland, and learned everything I know about the game from Bill and Nick during my time there, I hope Myles Garrett digs in and finds a way to get out of there. It's sad to see what has been happening with that place.
Well, he bought in. He didn't dig in. He bought in his time, and then he signed a big-time extension.
Let's get Riddick on here. Can we get Riddick on here? Some things to discuss with that gentleman.
Well, he's going
to
think it's like an attack or a hatchet
right, well,
job.
Well, you know what, Mitch? That's up to Mitch to smooth it over behind the scenes.
Mitch is going to make things better?
Yes.
Mitch makes things precipitously worse times.
Are you going to attack Lewis Riddick? I mean, we're going to have a nice discussion as grown men.
What do I
men.
Have to attack Lewis Riddick? Wait a minute. Hold on. If Lewis Riddick was Lewis in Barberton, would I throw him off the air for saying that?
No, we had.
Okay, so I can't just rip on Lewis Riddick all the time.
Again, we had plenty of people that agreed with Miles.
Yeah.
They said, well, Miles is just saying what everybody, all the fans are saying. Now the LeBron stuff got brought into it, and then prolonging that week at the Super Bowl, and then again coming out with a leaked report, Tom Pelissero on Friday night. Like, eventually, if that stuff kept happening, it was going to turn more people the other way.
As an emotion, do you want to say something?
Well, I just think Lewis Riddick's a little different than Lou in North Royalton or whoever, the made-up guy you said. Well, I mean, he's got a responsibility as a talking head nationally.
But I would ask him, but I'm not going to attack him for it.
Well,
like when
you can ask him, attack him. It's fine.
Like the time we had Pete Prisco on, and it was made specifically abundantly clear by the person sitting here and talking on the microphone with me.
Who's that?
That I was going to have some fun with him and go after him because he ranked Ezekiel Elliott higher in a season where Zeke barely played. He had him ranked higher in his top 100 than Nick Chubb, and then he just decided to throw a freaking fit that I, again, did not blindside him with anything. Like, that's what I would attack. I'm not attacking Lewis Riddick for his opinion. I'd like to know where it comes from. I'd like to know maybe if he changed. What if we had Lewis Riddick on the show and Lewis Riddick had said, I actually think he's made a tremendous mistake, and I think that he will look back on this and rue the day as much money as he has. I don't know what Lewis Riddick's going to say. So, yeah, bring him on.
There's only one way to find out.
Ask him to come on. Probably won't, but still. And if he does, great. I would love to ask him those questions. Maybe he's done an about face. I'm not sure. But yeah, if it were Lewis Riddick or Lewis and Barberton, I would, I'm not going to rip him for that. There's plenty of people who agree and disagree with that. He got paid, Myles Garrett got paid his millions upon millions upon millions. And I think that people are going to have to rectify that the way they do. When it comes to the owner being involved, so many of us, I think we just want the owner to do what we want them to do at the time we want them to do it. And so if they don't want to talk to the player, well, that's a disrespect. Well, it depends on how you feel. If you want to keep Miles, or if you're like, no, the best idea is to trade him, yeah, have him talk to Andrew. I didn't want it to get to, I thought he would be more than willing to sit out games this season. So I was like, man, I would like them to discuss things, but what if there's nothing to discuss? What if he's saying, I held on to these guys. Now I ought, if, because think about this. If they did trade Miles, and it was easy for us to say, and it's true. If they did trade Miles last week, say last week there was a bombshell and they got rid of him for two first round picks. Well, you and I, okay, because now we have two more good ideas. Picks are good ideas. Opportunities. For them, you better start looking at houses and getting your things ready now. Because that's it. You're not going to do this and go through next season. The only thing I could try to say to you is that you always tried to do what you thought was best for the franchise, not best for your own job. But you got to start making sure that you have your people lined up for you to get another job after all this. Or you have enough squirreled away where you can have some fun if you want to do that. It's up to them. It ain't my call. Because you're done. Someone would pay the fiddler in a season where Miles goes somewhere else and you don't do anything else. You're not able to do it. Because at that point, if they were to trade Miles, I go, well, there's no reason to go get a quarterback if you really don't want to. If you think that one of the two quarterbacks are really that good, and they might be saying this to you right now, and this is why I think that they're going to take one of those two quarterbacks now, that, hey, not only do we feel this way about Miles, we feel this way about the guy we're going to be getting. And Miles, you're going to want to be here, and here's a whole bunch of more money. Maybe that's part of it. I still think there's a lot of things, Tone, that need to be worked out here before we go figuring out exactly who to blame, who to give credit to.
A little surprised, Kenny, that, you know,
I wouldn't want to be left holding the bag, taking a quarterback, putting him in a bad spot, having no Miles Garrett. And then after they fire those guys, now I have to decide whether or not I'm going to hold on to this QB or not in a good draft class. Go ahead.
A little surprised in today's day and age when athletes can go to their fans whenever they want. No video message yet from Miles. No podcast. No explanation. No nothing. I'm not surprised. I am in this case.
You think, well, are you surprised because you think he should, or are you surprised because you think he would have done it already?
I kind of feel like he would have.
See, I think differently. I think that you think he should have and that he didn't, and that we're a little bit surprised we've seen some of the pushback on the deal that we've got.
Well, we've seen a lot of pushback. I mean, I've seen a lot of fans that are saying things I think they'll take back.
Well, if you could say something to Miles right now, what would you say? 216-474-0092. Use our phone line, and we have the coming in hotline on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead and use that. 30 seconds is all it takes. If you could say something to Miles right now, what would you say? Is it a thank you? Is it a you need to apologize to me as a fan? What is it? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.